weshona. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, where we discuss issues affecting women. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 19th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight we are discussing incidents of political violence and what the opposition party Citizens Coalition for Change calls arbitrary arrests of its members ahead of the national harmonized elections expected this year. In further preparations for the elections, the preliminary delimitation report, whose recommendations were adopted by both Parliament and Senate, was today handed over to President Mnangagwa by Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda. Mr. Mnangagwa told the media today that he will hand over the report to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tomorrow. 26 CCC activists, including a minor and two lawmakers, accused of participating in a gathering with intent to promote public violence in Botshabelo last Saturday, were at the magistrate's court in Harare today. Lawyer Wilbert Mandinde explains what happened at the court.
Nasi apa nyaya yava Amos Chibaya nevamwe vava 25 vanosanganisa Honorable Machingauta tapinda mudare dare ratanga nekubvisa mwana musikana mudiki ane makore 10 nemanomwe anga aripo vakati ngachimboenda kuchikoro apiwa zuva rake anodzoka musi wa 3 kukadzi mudare uye dare rati zvakare vasungwa vane kodzero yekupiwa chikafu uye vane kodzero yekurapwa asi zvichienderana nemuti temo uwe kujeri wekuti zvinofambiswa sei kuti vapiwe masikati anotatanga zvakare kuenderera mberi nekunzwa chikumbiro chekuti vasungwa vese vatongwe vachibva kumba dare ranga rakateerera muinvestigating officer mupurisa ari kuita nyaya uyo anga achipa uchapupu hwekuti sei vasungwa vasapiwe vatenderwe kutongwa vachibva kumba asi pari zvino tapedza tatiri kuita yatinoti cross examination kumubvunza kuti zvichafamba sei tinoenderera mberi mangwana patiri kufungira kuti tichapeta nyaya tozonzwa kuti dare rinoti izvo tozodzoka rini kurule
takatarisa nyaya yekuparwa kwekurenzi kwakaitwa mhosva iyi mupurisa ari kutiko kudii panyaya
vamupurisa vari kubata kuno nekokoko chinhu chataburisa mudare ndechekuti ivo vakanga vasiko kubudiriro vari kutaura zvavakaudzwa asi mhosva chaiyo haichanyatsobuda kuti ndeipi nekuti vamhike neni taedza kuburisa pachena kuti mutemo uyu musangano uyu wanga uri pamutemo
Lapho-ke lizwe igqwetha elimela amalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change amiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi eHarare kucala alitheswayo elokuhlangana engelamvumo belokhu bengakakhululwa ngemali yesibambiso eyebail phakathi kwabo kulontombazana osakhulayo lamalunga edale lephalamende amabili kulabo-ke abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sicubungula ukuphathelane lodlakela kwezombusazwe lokubotshwa kwamalunga ebandla le-CCC phambikilini kokhetho olukhangelelwe ukuwonalo umnyaka. Let's hear what various female political leaders and women's organizations have to say about the prevailing political atmosphere in the country ahead of the elections.
The chairperson of the National Women's Assembly in the Citizens Coalition for Change, Barbara Tanyanyiwa, says her party condemns the politically motivated acts of violence in the country.
As CCC women, we are very much worried about the violence that is going on around the country, which is being perpetrated by ZANU-PF, of course. And we are so much worried that even women are being victims and they are being sexually abused by the police, an act that we condemn in its strongest terms.
Tanyanywa's sentiments are echoed by Linda Masarira, leader of opposition party Labour Economists and African Democrats.
As the president of Labour Economists and African Democrats, I am deeply concerned and deeply worried about the escalating cases of political violence, armed robberies in our country, and how that is affecting women and families in our country. Sadly, all political opponents choose violence at a time they are supposed to be choosing peace and dialogue for conflict resolution. Going forward, we are a people that are supposed to nurture a culture of unity of purpose, unity in our diversity.
Citizens Coalition for Change, Bulawayo legislator Jasmine Chofa, who says she was attacked by suspected ZANU-PF activists in October last year, with some of her party members during the violence that broke out in the run-up to the by-elections in Nsiza, Matabeleland South, tells Studio 7 Live Talk that her injuries have not completely healed, as a disc that was installed in her fractured hand will be removed sometime this year. However, ZANU-PF Director for Information and Publicity, Tafatso Amogwadi, insists that his party does not engage in acts of violence and says it is the duty of the police to arrest any perpetrators of violence and bring them to justice. Women Affairs Minister Thembiso Nyoni, who is also in Kaino, the legislator and member of the ruling ZANU-PF, tells Studio 7 Live Talk violence has no place in Zimbabwe.
We don't want anyone who goes into power through beating other people to submission. It is wrong, it is undemocratic, it is unacceptable. So that issue comes up again and again, and we really want to say no to violence. This year, as we go towards the elections, we are saying, women, let us unite, report any violence that you experience. And I wish all women that would like to engage in politics this year a very, very good luck and good opportunity.
Meanwhile, the African Commission on Human and People's Rights recently ruled that Zimbabwe should respect and protect the right to peaceful protests and should investigate, prosecute, and punish all state actors responsible for violations. Jenny Williams of activist group Women of Zimbabwe Arise, which took the case to the commission and whose members have faced arrests over the years during demonstrations, says she hopes government will honor the ruling this year so that peace prevails.
The question is a valid question. Do we think the Zimbabwe government is going to comply with the need for redress, with the need for investigation of all police officers who overreached? And that remains lobby and advocacy work that we have to do.
Various listeners and viewers who spoke to Studio 7 Live Talk say signs that the elections expected to be held this year will not be free and fair are already apparent, and they hope the situation will improve so that results are not disputed as usual.
Lapho ke sizwe abakhokheli bamabandla ehlukeneyo kwezombusazwe ababalisa LCCC, ZANU-PF, LEAD kanye lenhlanganiso yeWoza besipha imbono yabo ngodlakela olubikwa lukhona elizweni. Sizwile njalo lomphathintambo ogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngeze phathelane labesifazana isola udlakela unkosikazi Sithembiso Nyoni njalo ikhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi bebikele amapholisa bengahlukuluswa. Now, to discuss the issues raised in depth, we are joined by our guests, Evangelista Itabaishe Donga, who is a ZANU-PF activist, and Ellen Chirietenga, Elections Officer, Deputy Elections Officer in the Citizens Coalition for Change. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. How are you? Good evening, Magistrate.
Yes, may you introduce yourself and give us your name, your title, and where you are, and greet the listeners and viewers.
Okay, my name is Ellen Chirietenga, and I am the Citizens Coalition for Change. Currently, I am the deputy responsible for elections in our party. Thank you.
Yes, what can you say about the issue at hand, the topic we're discussing today? We saw the CCC members in appearing in court. What's your sentiments on that, including the women who have been arrested?
Okay, thank you. Unfortunately, every time when we approach an election, we expect people to be excited and long, because it is our constitutional and democratic right. And unfortunately for us as a nation, that is time for tribulation for most people. You know, I spent my entire day in court today and even yesterday following up on our colleague that has been arrested. You know, you could tell the agony, the pain that those people are suffering. But beyond that pain, there is some determination to say, you know what? Already we are dying. So that's the kind of attitude which is there. But unfortunately, you know, if you get to look at the circumstances at which those people were arrested, you know, they were at a private meeting, at a private residence, and the police counsel on that. And even when the investigating officer was being asked today with regard to the circumstances that led to the arrest of those people, he was not really clear, and this is one person who cannot even appreciate and comprehend the law that he used to actually arrest those people. So you can tell that there was an ulterior motive that is unfair incorporation of people. And what is happening about it all?
No, can you? That picture is not Ellen. That's Evangelist.
What?
Yeah. Oh, there, we just lost our caller, ke vesile ecingweni vesilo nkosikazi Ellen Shiriete ngake yena obechasisa ngokuthi kuhambe njani emthethwandaba lamhla lapho esibone kumiswa amalunga ebandla le-CCC phambi kukamantshi njalo ube khonana ngokuthi kulo ntombazana osakhulayo oleminyaka engu-17 okumele ukuthi ngabe usesikolo ongazwisisi lokuthi kuhamba njani. Yes, while we wait for our callers, we can even take our callers now. Kodwa singaqhubekelike phambili sikhumbuleke ukuthi labo abasanda ukusixhuma sicubungula okuphathelane ke lodlakela elizweni. Sibona ukuthi phela sokulungiselelwa ukhetho ngomnyaka ozayo. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ngakhona umnyaka ozayo kuwona lo umnyaka, kodwa ke ilanga lakhona alikamenyezelwa. Njalo sibonile ukuthi ugwalo lokwabiwa kwezabelo olwe delimitation report luyaqoqwa ke lamhlanje luqhutshelwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa nesikhulumeli sedalela eParliamente umnumzana Jacob Mdenda. Sibonile ke izolo amalungu edalela eParliamente evumelana ngokuthi liganjelwe njani leli lolu gwalo, ukuthi lixaxelwe njani ukwenzela ukuthi lisebenze kuhle. Njalo sezwa ukuthi amanye amalunga edalela eParliamente abalisa elezanupf labe-MDCT bebesithi ngcono kuqale kumiswe ukhetho ukwenzela ukuthi ugwalo lolu ke luqale luhluzisiswe, kodwa bona bathi hhayi lutshwana ke sithi okumele kulungiswe. Ngakho ke ukhetho luzaqhubeka njengalokho kufanele ukuthi kwenziwe. So yikho ke abaningi abakumeleleyo ukuthi kukhulunywe ilanga ke lokhetho ukuthi kuhamba njani lokuthi luzaqhutshwa ngesikhathi esinganani. Yes, to those who are just joining us, we are discussing the issues affecting women here, looking at incidents of violence and arrests, which are the Citizens Coalitions for Change and some Zimbabwean Lawyers for Human Rights are calling unjust ahead of the elections expected to be held this year. And today we also saw that the preliminary delimitation reports, whose recommendations were adopted by both Parliament and Senate, has been handed over to President Mnangagwa, and he will have to look at the report and hand it over to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tomorrow. That's what he told journalists in Harare today. And we saw that among these 26 CCC activists who were arrested last Saturday in Putiriro when they were holding a meeting, who include a minor and two lawmakers, they appeared in court today. And the lawyer, Wilbert Mandinde, has explained what happened and that they could not get the bail, which they were so much looking forward to. Yikho-ke esikuxoxayo namhlanje, kodwa siyabona ukuthi-ke abahlonitshwa ade silabo, uncingo labo luqamukile, kodwa-ke hayi sizaba melela ukuthi beze bebuye-ke sixoxisane. Right, let's take a brief break and we'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
Yebo-ke sizwa ukuthi sesilo mlaleli wethu wokuqala lapha ositshayele ucingo. Siyakwamukela mlaleli wethu.
Ngiyabonga, sithandekile, njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila. Ngibani engikhuluma laye lapha kuhlelo?
Ukhuluma noJayson Maphosa.
Ye, ungaphi kwelizwe? Ungaphi komhlaba?
NgiseDurban.
Yebo-ke kunjani-ke khona ngapho eDurban?
Hayi, sisaphila, sithandekile, singezwa kunezi.
Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi uthini-ke ngokwenzakala ekhaya? Siyabona abantu babhalisela ukuvota, bakhangelela ukhetho, kodwa amabandla aphikisayo lokho ekhonona ngokuthi kulodlakela. Ubona kusenzakalani njalo la uzahamba yini ukuyavota?
Angicabangi ukuthi ngizophumelela ukuyavota. Kodwa-ke imphumela-ke ngicabanga ukuthi ngeke ibe mihle, ngoba sesibonile udlakelo olukhona. Kanti-ke ileveli i-ground ayikho level ukuthi ama-political actors adlale kuyona.
Yebo-ke so, ungaqhubeka.
Okungacacayo ukuthi imphumela ngeke ibe mihle, ngeke ibe mihle ngoba i-ZANU PF iyamobhilayiza futhi kakhulu these days. Abantu abangamalungu e-ZANU PF, they are active kakhulu. They are trying by all means. Bonile kobulawa bekhuthaza ukuthi abantu abaregister, abathole izithupha, abavote. So i-ZANU PF futhi iqala into yabo. Angiboni ukuthi kukhona esingakulindela okuhle, ngoba even uma singabheka i-opposition isiqalile ukukhala, like they feel ukuthi no, into azihambi kahle. And everyone can conclude ukuthi amavoti lawo azayo ngeke kube nokuthula kulolu khekhe oluzayo. So umbono wami uthi kuzoba nzima if ukuthi i-ZANU PF iphume emandleni. Amabandla aphikisayo kumele azame ngendlela zonke ukuthi amelane ne-ZANU PF, okuyinto engekho lula leyo.
Yebo-ke kambe kuyini eleZimbabwe elingakufunda? Singathi thina ikakhulu kuyini elingakufunda sesikhangela-ke kuyini eleZimbabwe elingakufunda-ke kwele South Africa khona ngapho bona ingalo ukhetho luqhutshwa kuhle yini?
E-South Africa ukhetho luqhutshwa kuhle, abantu bavota based on ama-policies, bavota based on ukubheka ukuthi lo in future kunezinto ezingenzakala. Kanti-ke kithi sivota kakhulu based on ukudla bendlala. So ipu ukuthi masingafunda ikakhulu njengabantu abasha baseZimbabwe ukuthi no, it is not about ukudla, it is not about into ezincane, but it is about in health, it is about economy yelizwe. Okuyinto kakhulu thina eZimbabwe sisasalela kakhulu kuyemuva ngoba iZANU PF amapho into ezithembisa abantu azikho izinto ezithanjebhu esingathi hayi votelani iZANU PF izolenzela khona, akukho okubambekayo ekuthembisa abantu.
Yebo ke. Hayi, siyabonga. Kodwa nxa ukhuluma labanye khona ngapho abeZimbabwe bathini? Bathi bazabuya yini ekhaya? Bathi bazahamba yini ukuyavota ekhaya?
Abaningi bayasho ukuthi bazohamba ukuyavota, but ithemba lingani. I-outcome like ungezwa umuntu olwa naye eseqala ukuthi no, ngeke kube se, ngeke ngikwazi ukulwa kahle ngoba kunalokhu nalokhu. So thina as ama-supporters sometimes we have to motivate. Into engayicela kakhulu ikakhulu kumabanje aphikisayo ukuthi asikhuthaze ukuthi no, we can win ama vote. Baqale bami ngokukhala ukuthi no, yes siyalwazi udlame lwani lweZANU PF, but asizameni nebhezi ama opposition party ukuthi siba encourage ukuthi no, ukugive up ngeke kusise ndawo. Ukuthi no, iZANU PF izawina sivele siyeke ngeke kusise. Into engasiza sisithandekile ukuthi asambeni siyevota. We are trying by all means, we encourage abantu bayovota ngoba ithi uqhubeka kunje iZANU PF ingawina, abantu bazohlala besemazweni, ngeke abantu babuyele ekhaya.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi usixhase kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu sisandile nabalaleli abantu.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Lapho ke, that was Jason Maphosa calling all the way from South Africa, who is saying that they have no hope in participating, that the outcome of the elections will be free and fair, and as a result, he's not going back home to vote from South Africa Day. But he says some of his colleagues think that it's worth giving it a try to vote and changing the situation so that they can all go back home. As we know that in South Africa Day, their special permits are expiring this June, and they are expected to go back home. Yes, and we are still waiting for our listeners and they just for our guests. And our guests have just called to say that they are ready and waiting. We'll be having them soon. But before that, we have another caller. Siyakwamukela emoyeni.
Ngiyabonga njani mam.
Yeah, siyaphila. Ngubani engikhuluma la ye njalo ungaphi kwelizwe?
Ngikuthola nokuthi ngiyamukela bazana.
Yebo ke, kunjani ke khona ngawo?
Hayi, wonke kuthe kahle.
Yeah, ungasichasisela ke ngamafitshane ukuthi uthini ngokwenzakala ekhaya. Siyabona ukuthi kulungiselela ukhetho, siyabona ukuthi kwakulohlelo lokubhalisela ukuvota, abantu bahamba bayabhalisa. Ungathini ngakho? Abanye ibandla liphikisayo lithi kulodlakela amalunga la abotshwa mahlayana, njalo amanye achaywa. Ngabacatsha ngathi ngabe ibandla leZANU PF njalo lamapolisa alukhuni. Ungathini ngokwenzakala ekhaya?
Hey, okwenzeka ekhaya kubuhlungu kakhulu mama, ngoba hey siyazi ukuthi sikhangelene nokhetho ubana sende siyovota, kodwa ngaze sivote vele kunanto ezakwenzeka ngoba vele yonke into vele akulanto eyalunga khonapha vele.
Kodwa abanye phela bathi nxa lingasavotanga akusoze kulunge, njalo kuyahlala kunjalo.
Kodwa vele sizawuvota asale, kodwa into ekhona njengoba sitshaywa nje akunanto esawuyenza, uyabona. Ngoba naku ngathi nathanda uba abamabanzi aphikisayo bonke babanje phela abaningi ngathi ababona.
Yebo ke. Ye, kodwa phela kuyaphetha ngani? Abantu bazakwamukela khonokho bethi hayi sivoti, asoze sibhuqule lutho ngoba sizatshaya.
Hawu, kodwa siyavota mama, kodwa sawubonwa kowuphuma ntoni. Kodwa nami bengisibana besicela kubane ayininti lethu masihambeni siyovota ngenxa singalungisa enye into asikwazi.
Kodwa khona ngapho ke nje uthe ukuliphi ilizwe?
Itobotswana.
Okay, kodwa kunjani khona ngapho umumo wezombusazwe njalo, kuyini eleZimbabwe elingakubona kukuhle khona ngapho likusebenzisa?
Apha kusesekuhle ebantwini balapha, kodwa kuthi thina abahlala ngaphandle akunanto enhle apha ngoba singabantu bokuza, so lizwe lethu.
Kodwa nxa ubona indlela abaxoxa ngayo inhlelo zabo zokhetho ungathini ngazo?
Abebotwana.
Yeah, ungathi konke ukhetho luqhubeka kuhle akuladlakela?
Hayi, ubotwana kubadinezakela.
Oh, hayi kuhle, kodwa wena uvela ngaphe ekhaya. Yeah, nyakuzwa. Ngoba ukhuluma ngesixhosa, kodwa bona bathini nxa uxoxa lapha? Bathi bazavota, bathi konke uhamba kuhle, bazuza ukudla kumbe bayakhonona.
Hayi, bathi bazawuzama bayovota, sikwazi ubana ngoba sithinyani bayagxoka sikwazi.
Kuyini ke ongathanda ukulutshiyela, iliphi ilizwe ongathanda ukulitshiyela abeZimbabwe?
Hayi, umuntu ebeningayithetha kuphela ebantwini baseZimbabwe, ndicela uba ndingasambe ndisiyovota kuphela ngenxesha singalungise enye into ngoba akunanto engaguquka ngaphambi kokhetha.
Yebo ke. Ye, njalo sizwa labo uthini ngalabo abaselizweni leSouth Africa ukuthiwa incwadi zabo zokuhlala kulelo lizwe seziphela ukusebenza sokumele bephindele ekhaya?
Eyi, kona kunzima mama, kodwa vele akunanto ongayenza. Nxa abanikazi belizwe bethetha loo nto, akunanto ongayenza, kufanele uphindele uye kwena nditsho uyolungisiza isimo sakwenu.
Ye, njengoba ikhaya kunzima kangaka, ubona ingani kulula yini ukuthi umuntu ovela kwelinye ilizwe aqalise kutsha impilo?
Kunzima ayikholeki, kodwa vele kezikhoke sekwenzakele tena.
Ye, kuyabe sokwenzakele, kuyabe sokwenzakele, kodwa kuyahlaleka yini khona ngapho kwele Botswana kumbe lonke lifisa ukuthi isimo silunge ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu abuyele?
Thina sikaqothise inhloko nje, kodwa sifumana izinto eqale zilunge ekhaya kaloku.
Kodwa ungathi baningi abavela eZimbabwe ohlangana labo khona ngapho kwele Botswana?
Ewe, bakhona baningi.
Kuyahlaleka kodwa kuhlalwa kubotshwa, bebotshwa besiwe ezintolongweni lokhu lalokhu lalokhu, kungani kuyaphileka kwabanye?
Abanye banezincwadi nabo, abanye abanancwadi, kodwa hayi kona kusafani nakuqala.
Ye, hayi kuyezwakala ke. Hayi, sibongile ukuthi usixhasile lapha kuhlelo lethu.
Ngiyabonga mama, inkosi.
Ye, uhlale ke usitshayela ucingo ke sikutshayele lathi sixoxe njalo sihlezi silezi hloko zendaba ezehlukeneyo. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngezombusazwe, kusasa singabe sikhuluma ngezomnotho. La kusiya kusiya.
Ngiyabulela mama.
Yebo ke, kulungile. That was Kolegile Mlambo from Botswana. He's coming from Bembesi in Zimbabwe. He's saying that he hopes that the situation in the country will change. We have another caller. Yebo ke, siyaku welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Yebo ke, ngubani esikhuluma laye, uyibizo ungaphi kwelizwe?
Mina ngiseBotswana, kodwa ngibuya kwelaseZimbabwe.
Ye, uvela ngaphi kwendawo yeZimbabwe?
Eplumtree.
Uthe uvela ngaphi?
Eplumtree.
Yebo, Eplumtree. Isikhathi ke asisavumi, ungasitshela ke ngamafitshane ukuthi uthini ngomumo osekhaya amabandla ezombusazwe akhonona ngokuthi abotshwa amahlayana ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho.
Isibini nalapha engikhona kahle kahle bengakabona bona into ngoba ngihlala ningekho esikhathini esiningi.
Ye, kodwa njengomuntu weZimbabwe uthini ngalokhu, uzahamba yini ekhaya ukuyavota?
Ndizohamba, ndiye ndizohamba.
Oh, wabhalisa ukuvota?
Bengakabhalisi, kodwa ngizokuthi ngifikile bathi wathi bayakhona ukuthi bokubhalisa first, so ngangithi ngizoya.
Yebo, hayi kuyezwakala. Hayi ke, sibongile ukuxoxa lawe.
Okay,
that's cool. Yes, that was our caller. He's saying he's going back home to what is in Botswana. And we've come to the end of our show, and would like to thank all our guests, callers, and viewers and listeners. Let's meet again tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m. And remember, our regular radio news shows are on 7 days a week from 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga here in Washington.